Welcome back to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. Robert, let's talk a little bit about the bulk pickup, the 5 cubic yards. And I know we were just talking, you were showing some of the diagrams and stuff. It's kind of cool. Folks, that's the only negative I have on radio. Of course, they say I have a face for radio, but you can't see the cool diagrams that he did here. We've got like 3 stoves. We've got 3 washing machines, 3 dryers, 2 couches, 15 bags. That's...
Right, and that's 4 times a year. So try to schedule your tree trimming so that you can put your 5 cubic yards of brush on your scheduled day for quarterly bulk pickup. And that way you don't have to mess with taking it to the landfill yourself.
And obviously that will be with people coming to pick it up. You know, it's not going to fit in a container or anything like that. That'll just be on the side of the curb.
That's correct.
You'll put it where you put your trash.
So that's a neat deal. And how do we get these dates again?
Well, you can call us, but we're going to be doing some town hall meetings that are going to, and we're advertising these dates heavily, but we have these town hall meetings in each single member district. So we're going to start with the Lincoln Middle School May 7th, and we'll go to Southland Baptist Church on May 21st, Glen Meadows May 26th, and they're all on there. We're going to end up at the McNeese Convention Center at the Council Chambers on June 18th, well ahead of the go live date of July 20th.
So I'm liking like a little bit you were showing me earlier, too, which I really liked. Instead of going to the dump, you said you were building the new facility where you can back up. You don't have to worry about getting ran over by one of the big dump trucks and all that. Can we talk a little bit about that, the convenience center?
The convenience center is a new product at the landfill. We're going to be pouring a lot of concrete out there. The reason it's convenient is because it's away from the working face where all the trucks are dumping their big heavy loads. We're going to have the residents that come in with a pickup truck and trailer and the self haulers with small loads actually just go right off the scale house after they get checked in. They can go to this concrete structure that's going to be built here in the weeks ahead and take their loads and just dump them off into a roll-off container that's going to be available for the citizens to do it. We're going to have a Republic employee there also to help them sort, separate everything so that if they have anything that's recyclable or electronics, then we can make sure that everything is separated before you just dump it all into one spot.
And folks, I could tell you this. I've been in the real estate business over 30 years, been dealing with rent properties, owning rent properties, especially my younger days, cleaning them out myself when they were left not so good. Going out to the dump with your little flatbed trailer, before this existed, with 5 million flies, and about that time one of the trash trucks comes right by you and dumps something that's not smelling so great, this is a wonderful convenience center, I promise you.
Yeah, people are going to love that. It's going to be available soon. And the other thing is if they want to, they can pick up some free mulch that'll be there. And just it's going to be right by the convenience center, and it's available to the public for free.
Wow. And this is actually, if you bring your water bill and a photo ID, it doesn't cost you anything to do it.
Once a month, you get that service for free.
And that's a big service, too. This is, I can tell you from being at the dump, and I hadn't been there in a while, and I'm happy, but this is a super, super, literally, I love the name of it because it really is a citizens' convenience center, and that's what it is. A very, very big convenience. And when will this be completed?
It's going to be about the time the new service start in July.
Hey, David, you had mentioned about when are we going to see these trash cans?
All right, so timeline. I've had a lot of questions. We had originally scheduled a little bit earlier, and so there's been some, well, shouldn't have already started, and we're ready. We have the containers here. We're getting our drivers trained. We got the trucks here. Obviously, we're still holding on for the recycling center. And just the expansion of Butts, it's just a new thing. We're trying to get the facility built, but we have had to push it back a little bit. So starting in late May, around the last week or possibly the first week of June, we're going to start delivering the carts. And obviously, we can't deliver 62,000 carts in a short period of time. So it's going to take about 5 to 6 weeks to get these delivered. And so probably around the 14th of July is what we're shooting for. The 13th, 14th of July, we'll have every cart delivered. And so that will give every resident a whole week to start filling their containers with their trash recyclables. And the 20th of July, like we said earlier, is our go live date. So you'll have about a month where you'll see the cart starting to be delivered around different parts of town. And 20th of July is the day we'll start collecting those.
63,000?
62,000 cars.
Wow.
We have about 31,000 residents or residential type properties, and each house will get two. So that's about 62,000. So the question I'm getting is, can I use my cart before that date? So if you have your trash and you put it, you'll have two carts. You'll have a green cart for your trash. I'm sorry. You have a tan cart, brown cart for your trash, and a green cart for your recyclables. If you want to use the tan cart for your trash, feel free to put it in there and put it at the curb. We'll still service that. We'll pick up the trash. But please do not put your recyclable cart out until July 20th. That's when we can start. But we will continue picking up twice a week until that date.
Kind of like you're doing right now.
That's absolutely right.
All right. This is a really good question right here. What if, I think in Bitwood, it's Tuesdays and Fridays. What if Christmas Day is Tuesday? It's holiday. What happens then?
Okay, so we're going to go to a five-day-a-week schedule. So if a holiday falls on a Tuesday, we're just going to bump every day back and end up working that Saturday. So let's say your collection day is on Tuesday. You won't get picked up on Tuesday. You'll just go to Wednesday, and we'll pick up Tuesdays on Wednesday and Wednesday on Thursday, and then just work the Saturday that week.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
I mean, so really you don't miss a beat. You just kind of keep going and going.
That's right.
What about if some of these carts break?
So Republic still owns the carts. So if they break, you can just call our office and say my cart has a wheel has fallen off or the lid's destroyed, and we'll come out. We'll exchange your container free of charge. There's no exchange fee and there's no cart fee.
That's wonderful.
But if your high school kid backs into it and damages it that way, then there is a liability for the resident in that case.
If you self-destruct it, that's fair.
Yeah, I've seen ashes put into them before. Obviously, please don't put hot ashes and stuff like that. But
yeah, you got to use a little common sense.
That, absolutely.
I'm looking at your number. Is it still the 325-481-7700?
That is correct.
Or they can go to your website?
Actually, that's a city website, and it's got good information there.
Yeah, the city has great information for the waste. So if you go to the waste section on the COSA website, there's some great information there for us as well.
Well, I know one thing. We were looking at the landfill. I know that's something y'all are doing. And I want to talk just a little bit, which I'm proud of what y'all are doing. I think y'all are doing a great job. I'm real excited about this. You know, the landfill, we talk about it, and people want to not think about the trash situation. But by doing what we're doing, how much do you think we're going to expand the life of that landfill?
It really depends on the participation level, and that's why we're going to be doing all these town hall meetings. And we're, even after the service starts in July, we're going to continue trying to educate the public to please, you know, to encourage them to recycle, because it does make for more room at the landfill. It makes for more room for their 96-gallon carts, so they don't have to get two trash carts if they recycle properly. And if they have any questions about what's recyclable, we just encourage people to call us.
Well, and go back and please do, because I'm going to tell you right now, folks, I've not met anybody in San Angelo or anywhere that doesn't like to save money. I haven't heard anybody say, I just want to waste money. Doesn't matter. We're not talking a little money by having a landfill last a lot longer. You're talking lots and lots and lots of money by doing a little bit of effort, which is, you know, go green, do the right thing.
It's doing the right thing.
So again,
and I think we look at it, it's saving money now, but it's also extending the life for future generations. The life of the landfill is hundreds of years, and so this is going to extend it even more. So if I look at my trash, I think at least around 30% of my personal trash is recyclable. So if we can extend the life of the landfill by that amount, by 30%, that just extends the life of the landfill for future generations, and that's kind of that's the way I look at it.
Guys, I really, really appreciate you being on here. And folks, I'm going to tell you this. Remember, you can always go to sallison.com, and we archive this show. This is a lot of great information, especially coming up in this summer, what we have. The guys are gracious enough to leave me with a lot of good information. Feel free to call our office, 949-5575. Certainly call Republic Services. They certainly know what they're doing. They're doing a great job for us. And we'll get this out where we can do a good job. And I'm with you, Dave. Let's help the future generations. Let's make it a better place.
And let's please attend those town hall meetings so you can get some information from us. We have some flyers and brochures that we can hand out at those meetings as well.
Great, folks. Appreciate y'all listening. Y'all have a great week. We'll catch you next week.